Hola, you've got Youthcast in your ears. This week we're listening to Just Add Water, Life in Arizona, a piece from the Masters of Environmental Audio, Terrascope Youth Radio. This is a long, in-depth piece about water in the Southwest. Terrascope explores how it physically gets there, the science side of things, and then they explore the laws Americans make to keep it there, the social side of things. Terrascope is a program from MIT in Boston that explores the environment, urban and rural. And this piece was produced by Ashley Brown, Carmen Chan, Jennifer DeBruyne, Elise Hens, Elizabeth Jones, Yusung John Lim, Margaret Lloyd, Tyler Thompson, Andrew Wimmer, and Michelle Slossberg. Beware. Just Add Water, Life in Arizona might suddenly complicate how often you turn your faucets on.
I got a question for you. How many times a day do you turn on your tap? Well, let's see. Probably when you brush your teeth in the morning, when you make a cup of coffee, when you wash your hands, make your dinner, take a shower, wash your car, wash your pets, wash your face, drink some water, go to the bathroom, water your lawn, do the laundry, do the dishes. Well, you get the picture. Now, I got another question for you. How many times a day do you think about where that tap water is coming from? Not very often, huh? Well, in the southwest of the U.S., it's a completely different ballgame. You don't hear about water shortages much in the northeast, but when you do, you probably think about third world countries, water quality issues, and drought. But several states in the southwest already face these problems, or will be facing them soon. Specifically in Arizona, the source of the tap water and whether or not that water will still exist in the future is a huge concern. However, people from different parts of Arizona each see their water in a different light.
Our water, yeah, it comes from the San Francisco peaks in Flagstaff. The snow melts, and that's the water that we use.
It comes from the tap.
I believe it's the Colorado.
Actually, for city water, we do live off of wells. We do have a reservoir above town for irrigation and agriculture.
While there is enough water in Arizona right now, this water supply isn't limitless. Whether people recognize it or not, many usable water sources like the Colorado River are running out. Droughts are occurring more often, and the fact that Arizona is mostly desert doesn't help the situation much either. But people seem to have different perceptions of the water situation.
Tucson, the community, is not in a water crisis.
We're always having droughts. We're always in drought, you know, in drought mode here.
Actually, I don't face any water scarcity, so I can't say about that.
There's a lot of consternation about that it's going to be a long time before the earth runs out of water and the West is going to do... You know, they're very creative, and a lot of people have money to make things happen with water sources, so I don't worry about it.
We have the offshoot from the Colorado River, and that's what saves us. It won't save us forever, but it really is one of these things that one day we're going to wake up and find this bitterness in the behind. You know, it's really a... overwhelming deal. It is becoming desperate.
One of our main messages to people and to the residents that are moving here, and most of these people are coming from somewhere else, is, doggone it, you know, you live in a desert, use water as efficiently as possible. No, I'm not going to tell you that, no, you can't do this and no, you can't do that, but, it's just your responsibility as a citizen in this desert community.
The people out here better learn how to conserve it a little bit better than what they've been doing.
I guess it's one of those things where you think you can't do anything. I mean, you can do, try to conserve water and not be wasteful, but...
So, if some people see that there is a water shortage, why do they still live there?
I like the weather, and all my family's down here, so...
I think people are attracted to the wonderful weather, the year-round sun, little rain. It's beautiful. I think the desert is a beautiful place to live.
I followed my boyfriend.
Arizona is it's an amazing place to live. It's a little hot in the summer, but it's beautiful otherwise, so...
There's a lot of developable land out here that's flat, that's cheap, and inexpensive, and all you have to do is add some water and people will move there.
It's a good place to go if you want to kind of just be quiet and be yourself.
I really like the rich natural environment. I like the mild climate. I like the fact that there are no hurricanes, no earthquakes, and no tornadoes.
It's nice. One thing I like about it is that you can go 3 hours any direction, and or 3 to maybe 6, and be in totally different areas.
I like it because I guess there's a lot of different cultures, you know, and it seems like there's a melting pot, and it seems like for the most part everybody gets along. So that's what I like about it.
The culture is varied. It's a lot more varied than it is back east. Actually, the Indian culture is a lot more prevalent here than it is back east.
I like the scenery. I really like desert scenery. I like the wildlife. The biodiversity, there's about 1,000 different kinds of beetles that live in this torn desert. So
desert environments, people have this idea that they're barren, but they're not, because even in low rainfall areas, there can be very high biodiversity. We're in the Sonoran Desert right here in Phoenix. This is one of the highest biodiversity deserts in the world. So there's sort of a natural beauty of the vegetation and the diversity that we have in this area that's very appealing for people who want to come out here and live.
It's a great place to be. It's just a great way of life.
There are many reasons why people live in Arizona, and it's no surprise that the state has grown a lot in the past few years, which is fine if you have enough water for all those people. You see, Arizona has two main sources of water: surface water, such as the Colorado River, and groundwater. Arizona shares the Colorado with 6 other states and Mexico. Each party has a set allotment of the river's water. Also, much of Arizona depends on groundwater, especially the smaller cities, which don't have a share of Colorado River water. Groundwater comes from underground aquifers, which are layers of rock and silt that hold a lot of water. When people use too much, not enough water percolates through the soil to replenish the aquifer, if any water percolates down at all. Because many of these smaller cities are using up their groundwater, they may run short in the near future. Tucson was once completely dependent on groundwater, but to make sure the city would never pump its wells dry, it switched to Colorado River water in 1992. Although the Colorado River flows through Arizona, it doesn't flow close to urban areas, like Phoenix and Tucson, that need it most. And to get water to Tucson, which is on a high plateau, well, that water takes one of the craziest, most convoluted journeys.
It all begins high in the Rocky Mountains, where a precious resource falls, crystalline, from the sky. The snow accumulates all winter, and in the spring, it slowly thaws. The snowmelt trickles downward, powered by water's eternal, inexorable obedience to the law of gravity. Snow melts into streams, which flow into tributary rivers, which flow into the Colorado River, the lifeblood of the West. And then the water stops. At Flaming Gorge Dam.
It's a pretty complex system, as you can guess. Most all water systems
and
are.
And then it is stopped again at the Aspinall Dams. And again at Navajo Dam. And again at Glen Canyon Dam. And Hoover Dam. And Davis Dam. And Parker Dam.
The water that serves us here is stored in Lake Mead behind Hoover Dam.
These dams generate electricity, prevent flooding, and store up water to use during the dry years. At Parker Dam, some water is piped out of the Colorado and across Arizona. But somehow, whether the water stays or goes, it seems kind of arbitrary, because people will use up both the water in the river and the water taken out before it reaches the ocean. And here, all pretense of a natural river stops, I mean, consider everything that is required to transport the water across Arizona.
Moving an acre foot of water from here to Tucson, it's a lot of power. We're the largest power user in Arizona.
There are 300 miles of concrete-lined canals running across the desert, carrying enough water to fill 2 Olympic pools every minute. The water supplies Phoenix and other customers along the way, and by the time it reaches Tucson, it is half a mile higher in elevation than when it started. Only by using massive amounts of energy from coal-burning power plants can the water defy gravity's draw. So this water, which started in the Rocky Mountains and went through 9 dams and was pumped 300 miles across country and half a mile up, this water finally arrives in Tucson.
Well, Tucson water...